This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello. I'm Phil. I live in London. My apartment is close to the Houses of Parliament, and I can hear the bells of Big Ben chiming every hour. I live on bus route number 88, which is handy because it takes me to my office in Oxford Circus. What do I do? Well, I'm an author. I write books. But don't worry if you haven't heard of me. My books never sell. Ever. In fact, I want a career change because I desperately need some money. When I pay all my bills, you see, I only have enough spare money to buy a few drinks at my local pub. The Horse and Groom. That reminds me, I've got to go there now to meet some friends. Excuse me. We'll speak again soon.
Hello, Phil. Late again.
Hello, Phil. How's your writing going?
Well, you know, it's all in my head. Not on paper.
Hi, Phil, mate. How are you? We were just talking about travelling. Emily here says she's climbed up Mount Everest. Yeah, rather extreme backpacking, don't you think?
I did do it 5 years ago. So come on, John, what amazing thing have you done?
Oh, well, I just went cycling across South America.
You didn't.
No way.
I did. In my gap year. Oh, it was such a brilliant time. 4 months on the road, although I did get a bit tired.
Sounds great. Did I ever tell you that I sailed across the Atlantic to America in a yacht I built with my own hands? I still have that yacht down at the docks, but I never use it now. So, how about you, Phil? When did you have your big life adventure?
Me? Well, I haven't done much, really. I'm not really one for adventure.
Why not?
I never had any money. And besides, where would I go?
Oh, come on. You need some adventure in your life. Don't you feel like doing some globetrotting?
Yeah. Hey, I've got an idea.
Tom has come up with a crazy idea where I could make some money and have some adventure. He has offered to lend me his yacht to sail around the world. Yeah. Mad, isn't it? He thinks I could write about my adventures and make some money from it. But I'm not someone who takes risks, and I can definitely think of some problems. Slight problem. I can't sail.
Oh, no problem. There's an app you can download. It'll show you everything.
An app? I'll need more than that. I've never sailed a yacht in my life.
Oh, it's easy. And how about if I give you the boat? I'll never use it again. You can sell it when you get back. It'll earn you a fortune on top of the money you get from your travel writing.
I couldn't possibly keep your yacht. You might want to use it again. One day.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. Why don't you make it into a challenge?
Oh, yeah, John. Great idea. I'll tell you what. I'll make you a bet.
A bet? For money? What is it?
Well, do you remember that story by Jules Verne? When that guy, Phileas Fogg, had to travel around the world in 80 days?
Yes.
Well, you've got to do it in 80 days. I bet you the boat that you won't do it. If you don't do it, I'll keep the boat. If you do sail around the world in 80 days, then you can keep the boat. And you can sell it if you want to.
Whoa.
You'll never do it.
Hold on. How much have you had to drink? You want me to sail around the world on my own in 80 days? Impossible.
I know. But if you want an adventure, and you want to keep the yacht, then that's the challenge. Exactly 80 days to sail all the way around the world. Not a minute longer.
Go on, Phil. It'll be brilliant. Here, have another drink.
Yeah, and have my drink too.
What should I do? It's true that I need an adventure, but this one is huge. I know. I'll have a few more drinks and I'll think about it. Okay. I accept the challenge.
Yes, yay. Nice one.
That's it.